It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. We're 5 weeks out from the midterm elections with control of Congress and in Albany at stake. Joining us now with the latest political news and what's coming your way this week is WNYC's Bridget Bergen, our senior politics reporter and the host of our new live Sunday pop-up politics show, The People's Guide to Power. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Hurricane season is bearing down, and President Biden is set to travel to survey the damage from Hurricanes Fiona and Ian, starting today in Puerto Rico. In your show, Bridget, you spoke with former City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito about the pace of the recovery on the island. What was her view?
Ooh, in a word, Michael, she called it lackluster. And, you know, this is coming from someone who was very involved in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. She's Puerto Rican. Her mother lives there now. And on yesterday's show, we were talking about the power of New York's relationship with the island. And you could really hear frustration from her about watching some of the same mistakes that played out during the recovery of Maria over the past 5 years playing out again now. The ongoing issues with the electrical grid and lack of support for the community leaders responding on the ground, among others. She also had a very specific message for Latinos in elected office about how she hopes to see more advocacy to address what she called the injustices and inequities on the island.
We need to be inspired. We need to be given hope. So when we elect people to office as Latinos, as Puerto Ricans particularly, I do expect them to be in front of those mics. I do expect them to be using their platform to speak about the injustice that we're living in Puerto Rico, because you know what? The federal government has a role to play.
We covered a lot more ground, and you can find the whole conversation at wnyc.org/guide to power.
Bridget, you and John Campbell reported on a lawsuit filed last week that could be a very big deal for the upcoming November election related to absentee ballots here in New York. What's the issue there?
Yeah, this lawsuit was filed by the state Republican and conservative parties last week, among others, against the New York State Board of Elections, Governor Hochul, and the leaders of the state legislature. And as you said, it's all related to absentee ballots. They're asking a judge to rule that the law that governs how absentee ballots are inspected and processed, you know, formerly known as canvassed, is unconstitutional. They say it makes it too hard for campaigns to challenge a voter's ballot and claim that it violates their freedom of speech and assembly. Also, since you need an excuse to apply for an absentee ballot in New York, they want to eliminate COVID-19 as a valid excuse. State GOP party chair Nick Langworthy, who is also a candidate for Congress near Buffalo, sent us a statement saying this is their effort to defend free and fair elections. But I also spoke with Dustin Zarni, a Democratic elections commissioner in Onondaga County, which includes Syracuse, and he sees this lawsuit as something entirely different. He questions why they're filing it so close to the election, since it's addressing laws that have been in place for two previous elections this year.
They've had plenty of time to bring this lawsuit. To wait until after absentee ballots have already been issued is going to cause chaos in the system.
The judge set a deadline for this Wednesday to respond to the order to show cause in this case with a hearing in Saratoga County, which is just north of Albany.
Bridget, am I wrong to think that this sounds a little bit like what the Republicans did when they filed that lawsuit against the state and congressional redistricting plan in rural Steuben County?
No, Michael. That is a very fair observation. In fact, Langworthy even made it himself in the statement he sent us. It is worth noting that, like Steuben, Saratoga is a Republican-majority district, and that the judge this case is going before is actually the former vice chair of the Saratoga County Republican Party, which also happens to be plaintiff in this lawsuit. This is definitely something we're going to be following, because if this case is successful, it really has the potential to disrupt the conduct of our elections for voters of all parties, especially for people who cannot vote in person. And unfortunately, it also fits into a trend among Republicans in other states filing lawsuits aimed at disrupting elections and really eroding voter confidence in the system.
And speaking of voting, what do listeners need to know about the upcoming voter registration deadlines for New York and for New Jersey?
Well, that they are rapidly approaching, Michael. Mm-hmm. If you are a voter in New York, or if you want to vote in New York, the deadline is October 14th. In New Jersey, it's October 18th. But, you know, there's really no benefit to waiting. So in New Jersey, they do have a fully online voter registration system available. That site is voter.svrs.nj.gov/register. You can, of course, find that information online. And in New York, you need to have an account with the State Department of Motor Vehicles to register to vote online. So that's one option if you have a driver's license or non-driver ID. But you can also find forms to print out online, and you can mail them. That's at vote.nyc. You should also be able to just pick up a form at your local library or post office or really any government office. And if you go and you can't find one, please let us know.
Bridget, quick question. If the Republicans have any success in this lawsuit you just mentioned, could it delay voting come November 8th?
I think what it could do is disrupt how those absentee ballots are counted, and could potentially threaten some of those absentee ballots that have already gone out and come back already.
Right. All right. That's WNYC's Bridget Bergen, our senior politics reporter and host of our new live Sunday call-in show. If you haven't listened to it yet, you should. The People's Guide to Power. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.